Oh, it's an early morning, and it's perfectly gray. After watching that movie yesterday, I will say, though, that even on a gray day like today, it still seems very bright and full of color. The movie I watched was The Road. Me and my buddy Kevin decided to catch a matinee, because I've heard that it's a really excellent movie, but I'd also heard that it was a very depressing movie, and I knew sort of what to expect because I read the novel. The Road is a novel by Cormac McCarthy, if you haven't read it. It's really sort of had a big flurry of popularity. I suspect that The Road will eventually be considered a classic novel of it's hard to explain exactly why it's so impressive. I'm driving, so if I get a little distracted now and then, you'll understand. It's written in a style that I've never encountered before. There are no quotation marks. It's written very simply and very directly, almost in a old man in the sea kind of way. You don't know the characters' names because they really aren't important to the story. Because essentially they're the only two people in each other's world, so it's just the man and the boy, a father and son. The one thing that the film does that the movie doesn't, the film does that the book doesn't do, is you get a little bit of a taste on what has happened, that there has been some sort of natural catastrophe. I mean, some sort of epically cosmic natural catastrophe, nothing simple. I mean, this is something clearly very beyond our sort of standard apocalyptic notions. But the world is dead, basically. There are no animals, there are no insects, all plant life is dead. Things are just sort of crumbling into ash without even burning. It's just taking a long time. And the world is, of course, a shambles. This is almost where a lot of movies lately have been on an apocalyptic kick, you know, this sort of apocalypse porn we've been treated to for the last year. This movie picks up afterward. This is where, frankly, it becomes clear very early on you don't want to be. I mean, you don't want to live to this point. And that's one of the themes of the story, is that, you know, what exactly are you living for? I mean, what exactly is the point? Because there is really no hope. There's no, it's not as though you're going to be able to plant crops or anything like that. You very much get that impression that there's not. There doesn't appear to be a bounce back from it. Whatever it is, it's total economic or ecological catastrophe. Which is another reason why I think this book is going to be championed, because it shows, it shows what happens when you lose your life support system. And I'm not going to wax, you know, philosophical on ecology. My views on the environment are very complicated. They're definitely not easy to summarize. But I do recognize that this book is it handles the issue of how precious Earth really is very well. I get very allergic when it comes to causes. I don't like anyone carrying a banner for anything. Not that I don't like them personally, but I don't like crusades. Any kind of crusade, I don't care how noble it seems. I don't trust people trying to change the world in one way or another. I don't believe that's the way it's accomplished. That, you know, I'm going to, you know, just remake the world as I see fit. I think that what we really need to do is we need to sort of turn to ourselves a lot more. This isn't selfish to turn to yourself and look at how you treat other people. You influence your sphere. Whereas I think it's too easy, whether it's environmentalism or sexism or racism, it's too easy to let that become the person, and when that becomes the person, you're lost. When the cause takes over, when it sort of Borgifies the person who, you know, who's carrying that banner, I think your cause is lost because you've lost touch with the human side of it. The strongest moves are the simplest moves, which you can see a lot of that in the film as well. That it really, you know, the man, he's dealing with about the heaviest issues a human being could deal with. You know, why am I living? What's the point? You know, am I just letting my boy suffer? You know, there's much worse things out there than just dying. Should I kill this boy that I love? I mean, it's pretty powerful. So I do recommend it if you get a chance to see it. It's kind of impressive. It's a gray day. I am almost at work, and but I'm in a pretty good mood this morning. Hope you are too.